Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Hold Me Tight: 7 Conversations for a Lifetime of Love by Sue Johnson is a relationship and psychology book that presents emotionally focused therapy, or EFT, in a form accessible to general readers. Rather than treating couple conflict as a matter of better debating skills or personality flaws, the book argues that romantic distress usually reflects threats to emotional attachment. Johnson, a clinical psychologist and the primary developer of EFT, uses attachment theory as the central framework for understanding why partners pursue, withdraw, protest, or shut down under stress. The book is designed for couples at many stages of relationship health, from those wanting deeper intimacy to those trying to repair serious disconnection. Its purpose is both educational and practical. It explains the science of bonding while guiding readers through 7 structured conversations meant to rebuild trust, responsiveness, and emotional safety. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, attachment theory as the foundation of romantic love. The book's first major contribution is its insistence that adult romantic relationships are attachment bonds, not merely contracts of affection or convenience. Drawing on John Bowlby's attachment theory, Johnson explains that human beings seek closeness, comfort, and reliability from partners in much the same way children seek protection from caregivers. This reframing matters because it changes how readers interpret conflict arguments are often not about isolated topics, but about whether the bond feels safe. When one partner feels ignored or threatened, the nervous system reacts as if the relationship itself were at risk. By placing attachment needs at the center, the book gives a more precise explanation for why people can become intensely reactive, fearful, or controlling in love. It also helps couples see dependency as normal rather than shameful. In Johnson's view, healthy love is not reduced independence, but secure reliance, where both partners can ask for closeness without feeling weak and can offer reassurance without feeling trapped. Secondly, negative interaction cycles are the real enemy, not the individual partner. A central analytical move in the book is to shift attention away from blaming one person and toward identifying the repetitive cycle that develops between partners. Johnson describes destructive patterns in which one partner protests, pursues, criticizes, or escalates, while the other withdraws, shuts down, or becomes defensive. These loops become self-reinforcing because each person reacts to the other as a threat, even when both are actually trying to protect the relationship. The book's value lies in showing that couples are often trapped in a pattern they co-create, rather than locked in a simple problem of one bad actor and one victim. This perspective reduces shame and opens the door to repair. Once couples can map their cycle, they can begin to see the panic, fear, and longing beneath the surface behavior. Johnson calls these patterns obstacles to connection, not proof that the relationship is doomed. The practical implication is significant. Solving the issue requires changing the cycle itself, not merely winning disagreements or improving communication in a generic sense. Thirdly, the 7 conversations translate emotion science into relationship repair. The book is structured around 7 key conversations that act as a guided process for moving from disconnection toward secure attachment. These conversations are not presented as clever communication tricks. They are meant to help partners identify the emotional meanings underneath their fights and then speak from vulnerability rather than defense. The sequence encourages couples to recognize the moments when their bond is injured, trace the cycle that follows, and share the fears and longings that are usually hidden beneath anger or silence. Later conversations focus on creating moments of responsiveness, forgiveness, and renewed connection. This structure is one of the book's main strengths because it transforms theory into a workable method. Readers are not simply told that empathy matters. They are shown how to locate the emotional points where empathy can actually occur. The conversations also make the book more durable than a collection of generic relationship tips because they address the deeper organization of couple distress. They ask partners to become emotionally available in ways that can alter how each person experiences the relationship itself. Fourthly, vulnerability and responsiveness are more effective than performance fixes. Johnson argues that lasting relationship repair depends less on external improvements and more on emotional accessibility. She deliberately downplays common assumptions that couples should focus on arguing better, reviving romance through gestures, or analyzing childhood in isolation. Instead, she emphasizes that partners need to become more open, attuned, and responsive to each other in moments of distress. This is a meaningful distinction because many couples try to solve attachment pain with practical efficiency or surface-level compromise, while the underlying insecurity remains untouched. The book shows that when one partner can express fear, need, or hurt honestly, and the other can respond with availability rather than distance, the bond becomes safer. That safety often reduces conflict more effectively than technique alone. Johnson's approach also challenges the idea that emotional dependence is immature. In her model, the willingness to reach for comfort and respond with care is a sign of relational strength. The result is a more humane view of intimacy, one that treats emotional responsiveness as the core of partnership rather than an accessory to it. Lastly, a therapy-informed self-help book with strong clinical credibility. Hold Me Tight stands out in the relationship category because it is written by the person who developed EFT and because its advice is grounded in decades of clinical work, and this gives the book a different status from popular advice books that rely mainly on anecdote or opinion. Johnson writes for non-specialists, but the framework comes from a validated therapeutic model that has influenced couples therapy worldwide. That combination helps explain the book's reach among both lay readers and clinicians. It is useful as a self-help guide, but it also functions as an introduction to a larger therapeutic system that many couples later explore in workshops or therapy. At the same time, the book is not a simplistic manual. Its intellectual depth can make it feel dense, and some readers may need support to apply the ideas consistently. That limitation is part of its seriousness. It asks readers to engage with a model of emotional change rather than a quick fix. For readers who want more than generic relationship advice, the book offers a rare blend of scientific framing, clinical insight, and practical structure. In conclusion, Hold Me Tight is best suited for couples who want to understand why their conflicts keep repeating and for individual readers who want a clearer model of intimacy, dependence, and emotional repair. It is especially valuable for people who have tried ordinary communication advice and found it too shallow to address the real problem. The main benefit of the book is that it helps readers see relationship distress through the lens of attachment rather than blame, which can reduce defensiveness and create a more workable path forward. It also gives couples a concrete framework through the 7 conversations, making the book more actionable than many psychology titles that stop at explanation. Compared with other books in the relationship genre, its major distinction is its clinical foundation. It is not just inspirational or anecdotal. It is tied to emotionally focused therapy, one of the best-known evidence-based approaches to couples treatment. That combination of emotional insight, research credibility, and practical structure is what has made the book influential beyond the self-help market. If you would like to support Sue Johnson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.